nothing, I mean, it's not specific to the 500. It was that I left it on for several days. I haven't had a reason to drive anywhere this whole week. I've just been focusing on work, so I didn't go anywhere this week. I had all my groceries and everything were already here. You know, there was no reason to go out. And I walked to the mailbox instead of drove to the mailbox, so I had no opportunities to see that I left the radio on. So I, that's what I believe happened, was I left the radio on, or at least that's what I hope it is, because if that's not it, then it's probably the alternator. So I don't think there's anything specific with the 500 wrong. It's just like if you leave any radio on for an extended period of time, it's going to drain your battery.
So the 500 killed the car battery, but not because it's a 500, I gotcha. Well, that makes me feel a little better because I'm still running mine, and so far so good. I narrowed down the reason for the noise, so I've got that going for me. I think that buck converter will take care of it. But yeah, you got to set the APO on that thing. I have all my radios set to 30 minutes because I always, seems like no matter what fuse tap I use, it's never a accessory power. It's always on. So, and I forget, right? Like, if I'm not talking on it, I generally will forget to turn it off. So at least this way, the longest it'll run is 30 minutes.